Okay, we're on Daf Vav Amid Aleph and Sugya Bavel. So we're up to halfway down the Amid, a little more. At Heichan Hi Bavel. We had a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding the status of Bavel for the din of our Mishnah. Shitas Rav, Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Shmuel says, Kichutz Loretz. The Gemara establishes the Machlokes not in whether we hold it Rav or Rava, because anyway, Rav is the Rava. Rather, within Rava, that everyone agrees that there's a basis for the funai because of Einidim Sohim Kaimo. So Rav says, you don't have that concern, because Ika Misiftash Mishkachichi, we have the Vishivas, and that's why there is traffic, therefore there's no concern that you won't find Eide Kiyum. Shmuel says, Misifta Bigisayo Tridi, they're not involved, they're not thinking, they're not going to be aware of the Chasimos, therefore there is a need for Takanas Befanai for Kiyum. Then the Gemara brings the statement of Rav Huna that Asino Atzmenu Bebavel carried so Gid Mechi Aser Rav Bebavel. We saw Machokas had a Rashad Rashi and Tosfos. For Rashi, it's from the time Rav came and established the yeshiva in Surah. That's when the traffic became very frequent. That's, in fact, why there's no need for Befanai. Tosfos learns that Rav was more to us, that this was always the case, that it always had the Indian of yeshivas, and so that's Tosef Pshat. And again, in terms of reading the next part of the Gemara, the Kasha from the Mishnah, Tosef has a riot like his Pshat from the Gemara's Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah predated Rav, and within Rashi we gave two yeshuvim, two ways to understand with us Rashi. Okay, well, up to now, the next part of the Gemara to delineate the borders of Bavel for the halacha that we just spoke about, and possibly other halachas at Heichani Bavel. So what exactly are the borders of Bavel for what we're discussing? Amra Papa, ke machlokes liyuchsin, kach machlokes ligitin. So we're bringing in here what we find in Gemara Kiddushin. Rashi tells us here, ke machlokes liyuchsin, beperkas liyuchsin, dekaimulon. Kol ha'aratzos Isa le'eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Isa le'Bavel. The Indian of Isa there is an expression that you have a mix. Dough, a lot of things go into the dough when you're baking. And the idea is that the yichus is not so refined because you don't always know who got mixed in. And therefore, you have to be much more careful in terms of who marries with who, because it could be issues of yichus that you can't marry into that family because of psule kol. So we say over there that kol haaretz is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, so the Eretz Yisrael is considered to be more pure in its yichus than other lands. But Eretz Yisrael is Isa LeBavel, meaning that relative to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is also not on the purest of levels of Yichus, and Bavel has the purest of Yichus. That's why we know the Perek Asar Yuchsin in Kiddushin there. That's where it found. So it talks about all the different Psule Kol that came up with Ezra. The people who came back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra were not those of the purest Yichus. Therefore, Bavel, where they had gone after the exile by Svishon, still had a greater percentage of pure Yichus. So that's the union there. The Nesinim, all those different levels that are mentioned in the Mishnah, so Yuchsin, they were all umi Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Eretz Yisrael Isal Bavel, Befligo Asam and Heichanu. So the fact that Bavel is considered to be more pure Yichus, exactly what are the borders? So whatever is the Machokis over there would be the same thing carrying over to Gittin. This is Rav Papa. Rav Yosef says no. Machokis liyuchsin. The machokis is yuchsin specifically for that is where the machokis is over there. Aval gittin divrei hako, everyone agrees this is what it is for the union of the traffic. Ad arva tinyana de gishra. Rashi says arva tinyana arava shnia, the second marsh, hasmucha legesh, next to the bridge. Again, they knew what they were talking about in terms of the landmarks. So that is what we talk about in terms of where the traffic is seen to be shchichi. From this Gemara, the Rishonim bring the Raya, that the sugya here is different than the sugya of Amid Beis. Amid Beis is Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and here it's Bavel within Bavel itself, because Rav Yosef is the one who is commenting on Ad Heichani Bavel within Shita here of Rav. That's why it's relevant. Rav holds it's Eretz Seligitin. Yosef is the same person who on Amid Beis challenges the credibility of Rav Yosar, who talks about the case of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So it means he doesn't accept Rav Yosar as a Bar Samcha. But if Rav said it, then certainly you have Rav to rely on, and why are you challenging the din on Amid Beis? It must be that the case here is a case of within Bavel, and Amid Beis is a case of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim point this out. Continues the Gemara. Yeah, please.
How can one, like, spot marsh, how can that determine the borders for the entire Bavel?
Ad Arva. You know, how far does it extend? How far does it extend?
In which direction?
Whatever direction that graphical Arva Tanyana is, yeah.
I mean,
where the other side is understood, I guess. It's self-understood. Yeah. Again, I don't have the sense of the geography at all. But like I say, they understood it and they could identify it. Yes?
I think it's the bottom part. The Gemara
explains better? Okay, you have to take a look. Then Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel becomes more clear. Taka. Look over there, I guess. Yeah, so it's the bottom. You think it's
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, Mustamla, you can try to glean from there and maybe other places, other sources I could try to shed more light on it. Okay. Now we have another statement of the Gemara of Chizda, Matzrich, Me'aktisfon lebe'ar this year. He required a Shliach Halacha to say b'fanai if he was bringing a get from Aktisfon to be'ar this year. We have to see exactly where these places were. On the other hand, be'ar this year l'aktisfon, if the get was being brought by a Shliach from be'ar this year to Aktisfon, lo Matzrich. So then he would not require need of b'fanai if it was come from ar this year to Aktisfon. So the Gemara tries to understand what's the pshat. Why one direction yes, other direction not? Why a tisfon ardisha yes and not the reverse? Lema kasava. Should we say that he holds of chizdas of the pinnah fisha in bikin lishma, the hanigmiri, that he holds like Rabbah's reason, and hanigmiri meaning the ardishir community, they knew lishma, and here is Tosu going to bring in lechor means it's in Bavel because they always knew lishma, otherwise you have to deal with the issue of gzeirah of yasrik hukum. So they knew Lishma. Therefore, coming from they are this year, there's no need for the Fanai because Lishma is taken care of. And what it doesn't say in the Gemara, but Tosus clearly had it or read it into the Gemara, and the implication would be. And the other one, the other place, was Aktisvon, was Logmiri. So coming from Aktisvon, you have to say the Fanai because they did not know Lishma. That's what the Gemara is saying as a possibility. And the Gemara says, no, it can't be, but Tisbara. But Rabbi Isli the Rabbi. So if Rabbi Isli the Rabbah, then just the fact that they knew Lishma is not a reason that you should not have to say B'fana. You should have to say B'fana because of the issue of Kiyum. Ella, the Kuli Alma B'inon L'kaimo. Again, the second time we've had this lesson in the Amud. B'inon L'kaimo, that you need to say B'fana based on the B'fana serving as Kiyum. Again, however literal you want to take that. B'inon L'kaimo. And then the question is something different. Bahani came unto Azgi L'shuka L'hasam. The people of Ardashir go to Aktisfon for the market. So that city empties out and goes to the Shuk. Hanach Yadi Bachasimos Yada Dahani. So therefore, the people in Aktisfon are familiar with the Chasimos of the people of Ardashir who are coming to that locale for the Shuk. And therefore, as Rashi will add, also the people themselves who come in could be Mekayim it, or people in Aktisfon will be Mekayim it. On the other hand, the other way, in other words, the people who are coming in to do their business from Aktisfon, from Ardashir to Aktisfon, are not going to know the chasimos of the people in Ardashir. That's where a get comes from. The people of coming into the market are the people from Ardashir. So they don't know the signatures of Aktisfon people. Therefore, get comes from Aktisfon would not have kiyum readily. And therefore, why? Because my time b'shukayu tridi. Because the people coming in from Ardashir are busy with their business, and therefore they won't take note of the chasimos of the people of the city where the market is. And therefore, that's the issue. The issue is within the inyan of kiyum. Let's see, Rashi. Bahani gemiri, right? Hani gemiri means where to be Ardashir. That's why, from coming from Ardashir to Aktisfon, there's no need for b'fanai. Fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Isli the Rava. Rashi adds, "V'kim into Medina leMedina who be'inan lekaimo." The Gemara's lesson, since the Medina, again, Rashi doesn't tell us exactly the localities. Rashi just says Medina leMedina, that these are Medina leMedina. So again, Rashi doesn't give us any more to work with. But Memela Medina Medina requires the Medina the Medina Sayam requires what requires b'fanai. That's the kasha, so it's not going to help you to say that they are gemiri. It's still halacha of kiyum. So the Gemara says that it's really within kiyum the issue would be lekaimo, but hani kim the asli l'shuka. So Rashi explains who's the hani who are going l'shuka, hani to be ardishir, asking the Shuka where Laktisva. So the people from Ardashir are coming to do business in the market in Laktisva. Umosvin Lehem Sham, whereas some are Magia here, I think Shmam, no? Oh no, coming, Bechosvin Shmam, Bishtaris. This one is Sham. Umosvin Lehem Sham Adios. So then when they're going to do their business, they give them some kind of a testimony that about what they're going to buy, and they give over their, I guess, whatever the transactions have are involved with. Bechosmim Shmam, that's by Bechosmim Sham or Shmam Bishtaris, either way. They sign there, or they sign their names in the Shtaris when they come to the Shuk in Aktisphon. Bashtaris, we have the Aktisphon, Azman Shnigvim. And these Shtaris that they have, they're holding on to them until they'll be, I guess they took out a loan or whatever it was. So the people of Aktisphon have the Shtaris with the signatures, which they see by the people of Ardashir who came there. So now, if that's the case, of Vikach B'nei Aktisphon Makirim Chasimas B'nei Ardashir. So if there'll be a need for a kiyum, right, from the get, come from Ardashir to Aktisphon, it's simple, because the B'nei Aktisphon are familiar with those Chasimos. Hilkach, get she nechtam B'Ardashir, B'nishtarach L'Aktisphon, which is where the Shuk was, Edom Yitzim L'Kaimo. Because the people of the town where the get was received are familiar with the Chasimos of those Edom from the place where it was sent. Not only that, Rashi adds, not only the people in Aktisphon are available Edom, but who else can come when they're coming in for the regular the business? They'd be able to come. They know their own people's Chasimos. However, the other direction is not so. If it's coming from Aktisphon to Ardashir, you have a problem. Why? Avo b'nei Ardashir, eina makin chasimus b'nei Aktisphon. The Alpi shahochin sham tamid l'schor. Even though they're constantly going there for business, the kol yom hashuk b'shukai treaty. When they come for the business in the market, they're busy with that. The einam nosim leib v'stakel l'hakir chasimus b'nei Aktisphon. So because they're busy with their business, they don't notice the chasimus, and therefore again, the head of chasima from that city would not be recognized by the city where it's going. Okay. So therefore, the B'nai Ardashir would not be able to be positioned to be Mekayim, a star that came from Aktisphon. Okay. This is the Gemara. Zoktosis. B'nai Ardashir Aktisphon lo matzvich. This is Rav Chisda is only matzvich from Aktisphon to Ardashir, and not the other way around. And the Gemara has, again, a suggestion. Initially, it's based on the issue of Lishma, that Ardashir knew Lishma, and the Gemara's Dochen says, no, it's based on the other issue. V'yim Toma, Ardashir Aktisphon Nami Ligzor Molech Atumevi Kedamina Le'il. If Rav Chisda is Matzvich from Aktisphon to Ardashir, so wouldn't it now make sense to make a gzeira the other way? And even though Lemaisa was saying in Be'ardashir, and the Gemara is suggesting right now is that there be key in Lishma, but we saw earlier that there could be a gzeira mocha to maybe. Now, where do we see that? We saw it earlier when the Gemara saw in the Mishnah that v'hamolech, that the Mishnah later it says v'chacham om de'ad v'hamolech. So the Gemara had that as a kasha on who? What's molech? From Eretz Yisrael? So the kasha was Bishlam or Rava, I understand, because Rava doesn't matter which direction, Eretz Yisrael back to Chutz Laaretz, it's also a halacha of Enid Zumakaima. But according to Rava, they begin Lishma. So the Gemara said that the reason why that second Tana says Molech, the first Tana doesn't say Molech, is Machokis, whether Gazina Molech Atumevi. So the Mishnah is of the opinion, according to this, that there's a Gzeira, Molech Atumevi. So Tosis will bring that in over here. Tosis is suggesting that Rav Chisda should have been matzach the other direction as well, even though the people in Ardashir are knowledgeable, but why not make a gzeira? Okay? The Yesh Loma. Tosa says, the maskana, the rabbi iske the rabba, the kuya malokazim mocha to maybe. That suggestion goes by the wayside, the maskana. Because the Gemara ultimately comes around and says, the rabbi iske the rabba. Rabbi Sri Rabbi, then the case of Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam Molech requires the Fanaim Ikra Din because of the reason of Kiyum. Right? So then we have no evidence that there's no evidence to say any kind of a Yeshit of Mocha to maybe. So therefore, that cannot be Pshan Rav Chisda. Now, there's a ha'ara here in pshat that the Mashal raises. Very simple pshat, ha'ara, very to the point. The Gemara initially is suggesting, Lema kasava l'fisha ein b'kiyin l'shma b'hani gemiri. So the Gemara is suggesting that the issue here is based on Rabba and the fact that the people there in Be'ar Dishir are Gemiri. That's why from there Tisvon doesn't require the Fanai. And the Gemara asks, no, V'tisva Rabba Isli de Rabba. So you can't say that. So before the Gemara asks Rabba Isli de Rabba, the Gemara is thinking that the Pshat is that all we know about is Lishma, and that's all that matters. If that's the premise of the Gemara before the Vetizbara, then we still have to deal with the Mishnah of Molech. And then the way to learn the Mishnah of Molech is what the Gemara said initially before the Gemara said Rabbi Yisrael the Rabbi, which is, there is a Gzer. So how did Tosfos answer the Kasha? A Peshat question. Yeah, the Mashal has a whole Cheshbon here twice to say the Gemara really knew Rabbi Yisrael the Rabbi, the Gemara said that. It's a whole bar. Okay, leave it. But the Maisa, you have the Harim Pshat. You want to see it? Yeah? Okay, we'll see it. Okay, see it. I want to see it. Okay. So Masha says a bar. Let's see. You have the Kash, everybody, right? Push. Okay. Masha learns Fas Kasha. The Fum Haksvara, the Loaskia that Tadrab, Urabu Lamiti, the Tame Kadrava, Havali Raksha, Rabbi Amalatani Rubusa. No, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong Masha. I was the Romans. Here it is. The Chorakasha, Kati Bibia Maksha, the Emma Kasab, who became the Shmog, there's a Mocha to maybe. Says the Masha Yeshriyashi. The Maksha who suggested that the distinction between one direction and the other for Rav Chizkiya is based on Hani Gemiri, that people in Ardashir are Gemiri, Gam Ha Maksha Yada Derabi Isri Derav. Ela Dahavasav Gedaitach. In other words, it's not that he didn't know Rabbi Yisrael the Rabbi. He did, but he didn't think Kiyam was a concern because he assumed that it was Shechichi. Not that he didn't know Rabbi Yisrael the Rabbi. He just assumed that Rava is a non-issue here because since there was Muchas Zilazu, V'lo ha'el ha'dagel es mafzik b'neim, that's Chidekel, Tos is going to mention at the end, that just this little river was between them. So therefore, we were under the impression that these two cities are mamish shchichi. Ela disviru le'nami ketam demikin l'shma. But he also accepts Rabba. In other words, he knows Rabba's good to Rabba, but Kiyam is a non-issue. So the only issue to consider now on top of that is l'shma. And then he says, oh, but the Ardashir are Bekiyan, and the Aktisvon are not Bekiyan, and that's why they need, you have to say, Befanai coming from Aktisvon to Ardashir. V'and Ardashir Gemiri, V'Aktisvon lo Gemiri. So this is what he thought. So what is it? What is the kasha on that? V'Tisvon Rabba Yisrael the Rabba. V'Metar Teshavon, no. Kevan dal kachach isong lememad Rabbi Yisrael the Rava. Since we mice, so we know Rabbi Yisrael the Rava. So since that's true, I know you know that also. But since it's true, therefore let's learn different pshat. So it's not like you missed the point. You thought Rava doesn't like Rava. You're assuming that Kiyam is a non-issue, and the only issue is Lishma, and this is what accounts for the difference between one direction and the other. So he says no. Iko lememad delomishem dismuchos nenu have mitzuyin lekaimo. The Chashiva ki beis medinos. Ela, as I'm going to tell you now, kim dasgi shuka las manachet v'chsim is dead. So the Gemara is more or less just saying that no, acknowledge Rabbi said the Rabbi, let's learn pshat differently. It's a little bit of a not natural way to learn the Gemara, but this is what he wants to say. Okay, clear? Yeah.
How exactly does Inin Atzum Lekaimo actually work? Even something that's so close to each other is still considered to be Inin Atzum Lekaimo.
It could be. If not, it's Medina la Medina. So Maisa, it's not Shrichi. Yeah. And that's the question. Because of the Shuk, that might make the difference. But in other words, you thought it's automatically Shrichi because it's so close. It's not so simple. Those who go in for the business, they're the ones that know. I mean, the ones who receive, you know, who are in the Shuk, they know the Chasimus of people coming in. People coming in doing the business are not aware of the other ones' Chasimus. And that's how it works, yeah.
How does the Maharsha read the
Tisbara? Tisbara, since your pshat is not correct, because since Rabbi said Rava, so therefore let's assume differently. You know, it's like I say, it's not this simple. It's not. I assume maybe someone brings up pshat that Tosfos kasha was something else. Tosfos kasha was very different mahach than the Masha. Tosfos kasha was that the Gemara should have asked a second kasha. Tisba Rabbis the Rava, the Ode, that Nigzar Malcha to maybe. That's essentially Tosfos kasha. Not Tosfos asking a kasha. It's not a kasha be'etzem because there's a machokis in the Mishnah Malcha to maybe. The first Tana doesn't say Malcha. So you can't automatically ask a kasha, but the Gemara should have at least put it in. The Ode, said Tosfos, no. The Ode cannot follow from the first kasha because they don't go together. If Rabbi said the Rabbi, then there's no Malcha to maybe. So all Tosfos meant, the answer was that there's no place to ask a second kasha to follow up on the first kasha because the premise of the second kasha cannot fit with the premise of the first kasha. Different. One of the Achronim says like that. I forget, I saw in the Kovetz, maybe they bring it in the back. Okay, so it's a little bit more, you know, softer. The reading of the Gemara still is what we want to read. Okay, Nechanami, otherwise it's not so good, not so glad. This is part one of Tosfos. Yeah.
When the Gezerah, like, falls away from Malcha to maybe, you have to say that, like, such a Gezerah is inconceivable?
What's that? Once you don't have any Makkah for it, so then, you know, if you don't have a Makkah for it, then Mehechatesi, you're going to, you know, assume that there's such a thing.
Can't it's only it from the Maksha?
No, you can't ask a Kasha on Rav Chisda. You know, if there's a Shita and a Mishnah that clearly has such a Gzeira, then Rav Chisda is a problem. Why are you not making a Gzeira? There's such a Tana. There's no Tanas, and then there's no Makkah for it. So why assume that there's such a Gzeira? Okay, that's part one of Tosfos. Tosfos is now going to try to work out where these two places are. Venera. Again, he's coming from Aktisvon to Ardashir, requires Gufanai, and Ardashir to Aktisvon is Lo Matzrich, and there's a Shaka Vitari in the Gemara, first based on the Shema, then the Gemara goes and says something else with the Shuk. Venera, the Ardashir Bibaga. So the first thing Tosfos wants to prove is the place Ardashir was in Babel. Why? The Ibisharchutz Aretz. If Ardashir would have been not in Babel, Hechi Boyle Meimar, how could the Gemara have said initially? Right, the original suggestion is Lema Kasavar Lefishim Bekinushma Bahani Gemiri. So therefore the Ardashir people are Gemiri, therefore coming from Ardashir to Aktisvon doesn't need the Fanai. But what does that help you? If it's out of Bavel, it's not gonna help you. Bahani Gemiri. How does that gonna work? Moel de Gemiri, Hachashinan, Shema Yasudava Kilkula. In other words, if it's a place that was not always Gemiri, so then we always said, Lacha Shalomdu doesn't change the fact that we have to leave the Takana in place because of what was before and what could come back. So if the situation is a location that had once been ignorant, then becoming proficient in Lishma is not going to change that Lacha. The Gzeira was to keep the Takana intact. Therefore, you can't say you don't say the Fana because it's Gmir. So the only solution is to say that Ardashir was where? Abosai, Ardashir was in Babel, and Babel was always knowledgeable because there never was a point. Therefore, the Gzeira, no, it's not going to apply. Yazar the Kul means because there once was a state of ignorance, and there was a Takana then, and then the Takana Kiyu remains because we're afraid it can go back. But if it's always like that, then it never was a Takana. So therefore, you have to establish, number one, that Ardashir was in Babel. That's point one. Okay? Now the other city that is coming, that Rav Chisda was matzrich from where? From Aktisvon to Ardashir. The Aktisvon al-Kochei Lami Bavel. Now Tosfos says a step beyond. Aktisvon was not in Bavel. Why? Because the Imi Bavel, if this was in Bavel, then the Imi Bavel, Aktisvon amigmiri. Because Bavel, everyone knew. So the Gemara is suggesting that, the Gemara's words were that Lema Hani Gemiri, Tosfos had either in the Girsa or understood Hani Gemiri and Hani Lo Gemiri. So it means that Tisman was Lo Gemiri. How could it be Lo Gemiri? It's Bava. Dimi Bava, Tisman Hani Gemiri. Umay Kam Hani Lo Gemiri. Again, Tosfos mashed that that's what the words of the Gemara too. Umay Kam Hani Lo Gemiri. Va'od, another proof that Tisman is not in Bavel. The below Azri Lashuka, Nami Amrinan Le'el, Le'rab, the Kamai Kavase, Be'isur, the Shechim Esifta. In other words, what is it? What are you saying? Why is it going to be Mitzvah and Lukaimo? to go to Aktisvon from Ar this year because of the people back this year who come to the Shuk, and Aktisvon people know their chasimos. You don't have to say that. Say because of the fact that Babel from one city to another is always going to be Shechichi. So you have two reasons to prove, therefore, that Aktisvon was not in Babel. And we hold that graph. Elevadai. So must be what we just told you. Ar this year is the Babel. That's why the Gemiri would help, according to the Gemara's initial suggestion. That this one got me Babel, and that's why we have the fact that it could have been Lo Gemiri, and the fact that you have to come on to the fact that they, because of the Shuk, that's why they knew the Chasimos. And what do we have there for? Behavi Medina le Medina. So it's Medina le Medina, one in Babel, one out of Babel. The Ein Eidim Mitzvin le Kaimo, and it's inherently not built in Mitzvah Kamo based on Babel to Babel, because it's not. One is Babel, one is not. So it's not built in Mitzvah Kaimo. And the only reason why, again, from Ardashir to Aktisvon doesn't require the Fanai is because of what makes it Mitzvah Kaimo is the Shuk situation, the Shuk variable. So therefore, it would be in Mitzvah Kaimo, Ilad Azli Lashuk. If not for the fact that the Ardashir people go to Shuk, and that's what makes it Mitzvah Kaimo. But other than that, no, because Aktisvon was at a Babel, and Ardashir was in Babel. This is Tosis. And now, Tosis points out another additional point that works out with this assumption. The Ashta Parach Shapir, but Rabba is the Rabba. So initially, he wanted to say that why is it that from Ardashir to Aktisvon, he doesn't have to say the Fana because they're Gemiri, ask the Gemara. But Rabbi Isri the Rava, and therefore what? Because the point is, because it's Ein Edim Sumi Kaimo, because it's not Babel to Babel, it's all. The Afal Pisho Yismuchos Uluzun. Now Tosis is recognizing something that's interesting because they are next to each other. The Lohoya Ella Diglas Mafsik Beinayim. The only thing in between was the river Diglas, which I think is Chidekel. He quotes after more in Erbin, Kedemim Perkes and Ma'abrin. So you might think that it shouldn't be like Medina le Medina, if they're so close to each other, only a little river in between. So we have Shol Shabbat Sus Chazaka in terms of Macha and Chazaka with Gimushanim. So in terms of we're traveling from the Macha, and Yemachzik in one, whether it's a Chazaka for the other area. So we have Evar Yarden, is Chalk Mer Tisrael. Why? Because of the Chiluk of the Yarden, Fisha Yarden Mafsik in between. So you have, therefore, the status of Shtei Medinos, who are Smuchos. Again, one is in Babel, that's Ardashir, and Aktisvon is at a Babel, and the little river in between, and the Shtei Medinos. This is how Tosfos works at Rav Chisma. It's interesting that Rashi doesn't say anything that gives us really indication how he understood it, but the Chor Tosfos Raya seem to be very convincing and compelling in the reading of the Gemara, that it has to be this way. The Ardashir was in Babel, that's why the Gemiri would help, and Aktisvon, as Tosfos proves, is at a Babel. Okay, but I don't know, but that's Rashi, it's Sassum in Rashi. The last point here in the brackets, the Ein Ze Aktisvon Damin Per Kama Deyuma, the Gemara has a reference to Aktisvon working on a Pasuk in Parashas Noach. It says, Ve'es Resen, the Pasuk says in Noach, Ve'es Resen Ben Ninve Ben Kolach, Hi Ha'ir Agdola. So Resen, the Gemara brings here Ze Aktisvon, so it's not the same Aktisvon. That he may Eretz Yisrael havi, that's an Eretz Yisrael. Kisiv Reishi the Krab in Eretz, he yotza Ashur even as Ninveh. What does that mean? How does that show it's Eretz Yisrael? So the Mashah, I think, is afraid to be Magia, but he is Magia. He writes with a sense of reverence because he didn't have any indication from the text. He says, Ulai, it was a mistake in the Girsa. At the end, it says, Upirish Rashi. Hasam resen ze aktisvon, but he says as follows in Masha, lo yadana mehechan muchach mehid kva deret Yisrael havi, v'lulei sheyareisi lingoa b'divrayim, I'd be afraid to change the wording, hayanira detos nafam b'divrayim, kein tzarach lomer, not ahi me'eretz Yisrael havi, but ahi me'eretz Ashur havi. Do they do that to you on the margin here? They did it on the margin. Okay. What does he want with Pirush Rashi? I mean, why is he quoted the Gemara? So he also wonders about that. He says, okay, so he also has Hagar on that also on the last part of Tosis. Okay. So this is the Inyan of Chizda, Tisfon, and Ardashir. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Rabba Baravua, Matzrich Me Arsa L'Arsa, Rav Sheshes Matzrich Mishchuna L'Shchuna, V'Rava Matzrich Be'Osa Shchuna. So we have three levels here. We have Arsa, Shchuna, one to the other, and Osa Shchuna. What does Arsa L'Arsa mean? Rashi, Me Arsa L'Arsa Mishura Sabbatim, Shebetzad Vishus Arabim L'Shura Shekinegda. So what do you have here? You have a arsa usually means a bed. But I mean, that's the literal meaning. In the case over here with residences, so you have a row. You have a row of houses on one side of the Rishus HaRabim, and you have opposite, on the other side, another row of houses. So that's within, right? So that's one series of houses. And if a get is brought from one arsa to the other, Rav Vu would require b'fana. Rav Sheshes Matzvich Mishchuna L'Shchuna. Now, Shchuna is more narrow than Shuas. Shuas Batim could be, let's say, 20 houses, right? Shchuna, Stam Shchuna, Shlosha Batim, Sachos HaVadazar. And Rava is the most machmir, he says, Matzvich Be'osa Shchuna. Even within the Shchuna, right, you'd have to say Befana. What's the Pshat? We'll see. And three different positions here in Amoraim. One second, I think I didn't do a Tosfos, right? Should we go back? I skipped the Tosfos, right? Okay, let's we pause for a second, let's do the Tosfos, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Okay, this is a difficult Tosfos on both sides, but you'll help me out, okay? Han Yadi b'chasimas yidai dehani. Okay, this is going back to Tisfon and Ardashir. So what does the Gemara say? That the people of where? Of Tisfon are familiar with the chasimos of the people of Ardashir who come into the shuk and sign documents. Right? And on the other hand, the people of where? People of Ardashir who come into the market, they don't know the chasimos of the people in Tisfon because they're busy with the shuk. What's Tosis Kasha? The Imtoma. Le'el damrinan b'gesayot tridi. Before we said a fish Shmuel, that in Bavel, because of Shechichim Esifta, notwithstanding, but they're busy with their learning. So Tosis asks, Amai lo amrinan de bnei amokom makin chasimasan. Kid amrinan hocha de bnei tisfa makin chasimos bnei Ardashir. Afaga de bnei Ardashir tridi b'shuk. In other words, bnei Ardashir are busy in the shuk, but they do sign documents, and the people of Tisfon are familiar with their chasimos. So Tosis, even though the people who are busy b'shuk, right, they don't know the chasimos of the people of the place where the shuk is, but the people who are doing business with them know their chasimos, right? So Tosis is wondering, the people going to the yeshivas, and the mesiftas, so they're tarred also. Okay, they can be tarred, but meanwhile they'll sign documents, and the people where the get is going, right, they will know the chasimos of the bnei yeshivas. It's Tosis Kasha. Shlomar, there's a different level of Torah. The Hanu de Gesar Tridi Tvei. The Inlam Panay Achtam Klal. It's not just Torah in the sense that they're not going to be aware of Chasimos. The other people can be aware of their Chasimos. But they don't even sign. So Mela, you won't have any way to be Mekayim again coming from where it came from. This is Tosis Kash Tosis Teres. It's a Pella. Why is this a Pella? There's a fundamental difference in the cases. This is not a balanced question. B'nai Ardashir, most of the people from that town empty out of the town. They go to Tisfon. So there'll be a get come from Tisfon. You will find Mekayimim on the Chasimos. Because a robe of the population has found its way to Tisfon at some point and have signed documents. Therefore, the people of Tisfon are familiar with the majority of the chasimos of Ardashir. Not only that, Rashi added another point. Who else could be mekayim those chasimos? Themselves. So there's plenty of opportunities for kiyum. The women won't be lost in the event of an error, right? That's Tosh. What's Tosis asking? Lefi Shmuel, these b'nei Torah, b'nei yeshiva. Yeshiva bachim going. So what's Tosis asking? So they're Torah and they're learning. But Tosa says, yeah, but the people should be making their signatures. Okay, so maybe they signed a few documents. But again, it's coming from where it came from. There are many more people who didn't go to the yeshivas, who weren't ola to the yeshivas. And the get could have come from any one of those people. So where's the shchichi l'kaimo? How does the fact that b'nei yeshivas sign going to help us from a get coming from where they came from? There are many other people. It's not like the whole city is going to be ola to makola makom Torah, unless hagufa, maybe that's what it's assuming. But that's what the Rashash asks. The Pella, right? What's going on? There's many more people that are still in that city that the get could have been signed by those people. So what is Tosis wondering about? It's a very big difference. In the case over here, Rove of the town, about Shia, that's the business people. They go to this one. So Melo, the Chasimos of Rove and Shia here, are recognized. Because somehow or other, they probably everyone signed something, or most people signed something. Here, it's a handful of people that are, it's enough to make Shchichi, but Ilmaisa, they're Torah. But there's many other people that could be signing Gittin, and then we'll know their signatures. What?
How do we know how many people in Be'er Sheva are going to the Shul?
See, he's assuming that, okay, that's what they do. That's what Umar is assuming. Well, if it's not, then you still have an issue. Because then, Umar, you could have Chasimas that are not going to be recognized. You assume, obviously, that most people do go to the Shul. Otherwise, you still haven't solved the problem. Manafshach. If you're telling me not many go, then you still have an issue. The answer, what solves the problem, is the fact that they're going to the shuk. Obviously, a critical mass of people go to the shuk. Is it a critical mass of people going to the yeshivas? Hussani, that Tos has to assume, yeah, that Kiel, that it was a Kiel town, right? They're coming from all, they're all going to the other place, and that's it. And who's left in the town to run things? I don't know. Not the Jews, all right? I don't know. Yeah.
Toiling with the line of what we call
Shkisi,
what we know.
Tosus is asking that just because you're tarud doesn't mean that other people won't be able to make your chasinos. So therefore, if you're the ones who will be signing the get, so big deal, you're tarud, but the other people know your chasinos. So the same way the Gemara says that the Ardashir people are tarud b'shuka, not to know Aktisvon, but Aktisvon knew Ardashir. So the people here going Misifta treaty, but still the other people know their chasimus. That's Tosus Kasha. Tosus Teretz is, they're so Torah, they don't even sign anything, so no one's ever going to know. I have a simpler answer. The get could have come from the rest of the people of those towns, not just the people who owe it to the Misiftas. It's enough for the, if not for the fact that they were Torah, then that critical mass of people who do go would be the Edom HaMasun L'Kaimo. Fine. All you need to know is that Mitzvah came with. If these people are not Tarud, they'd be the Eidim that will be found. As long as there's traffic, that's Mitzvah Kaimel. The answer is they're not going to be knowledgeable. Because they're not Makir Chasimus, they're busy. Fine. But what about they're signing documents at some point? That's Tosus Kash. Tosus thinks that if they're signing documents, then everything should be solved. What do you mean everything should be solved? What about all the other people that are not, you know, they're not being Ola to the other place? All the people, the places where they're coming to, they'll sign documents, the people in that place know the chasimus of those olim who went to the yeshivas in the new place. But all the other people who could have signed gittin in the old location, what about those chasimus? No one's makir there. So what's Tosis asking? I don't know.
This is the question that Rav also has, you say both bubbles and Mishkan Shlichim.
No, because all you need to say is the fact that you have, it's not like two people are going. There's a number of people from that pool of people who are traveling. Shall find Aiden. The people who are traveling are people coming from place A to place B. If you have traffic, then from the pool of people who are going from A to B, so in location B, there will be people from location A who will be able to say, "We know the chasimos of location A." So the mesifta shchichi that allows for the possibility of mitzvah l'kaimo, but because they're not Bikian, so that's what that, they're not. They're treaty. That's what Shmuel says. So they're not going to be makir the chasimus of the people of their city where they came from. Rav assumes that they have enough street smart knowledge that they'll know the chasimus of the people of their location. Okay, Tosus is asking. I understand for Shmuel that they're Torah, that they might not know, but meanwhile the people know their chasimus. Okay, they're the only ones that are writing Gittin. That's the question. Yeah.
I don't know.
If I don't think that's right, because if we're going based on that, then I think the reason why we don't discuss it is because in Shmuel, if it's the same people from the same city who are going to be makir, they're just coming to the next city. So maybe we could say Shmuel is going to be moda, and it's just like a case where it's within the same city. Is the same idiom and seem like Kaimo, just in another city? It's the same people from the same city, just now they're relocated somewhere else, so it's considered like the same case of if it was
a city. You're saying Tosu is assuming that the whole city is emptying out, kind of. That's what you're assuming. So basically, there aren't that many people left. That's what you sound like. That's what I think you have to say, but it's odd. So it's assuming that the population that are going to write Gittin is the same population of people going to the other location. You know, the same way Bayard shifts that way, that Rove of the city goes to the market, so Rove of the city are going to the yeshivas. It's a coil town, that's it, they're all going to yeshivas. I don't know, that's the only way I could figure out how Tosis would be asking Kasha to compare the cases.
How do you say that they're going to
yeshiva?
I mean, like, how we think about it, like, they're going, they're sitting down in yeshiva, like, every now and then
they're going to
go, so, you know, like,
when they all pick themselves up. They all
the community, and
they go for Yachikala. Okay, I hear. But either way, it's not like they have people left behind. It's like the majority of the town are going, so therefore, if they would be signed documents, then the people would know, it would be one of them. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, certainly the point of the Bnei Ar this year would be Mekayimit, of Rashi wouldn't apply according to you, because that's because they're coming regularly. If they're coming regularly, then you can't assume that they'll be Mekayimit, so it's already not the same. So it already makes it less. Okay, what's the next part piece of Gemara? Again, Rabbi Baravua, Matzach Me'asa L'Asa means a Shu Asa button. Rav Sheshes is Matzach Me'shchuna L'shchuna, that we said is three houses. And then we have Rava, who's Matzach Be'osa Shchuna. So here you have, you know, Mamish Ba'osa Ha'ir, I will say, right? Mamish Ba'osa Ha'ir. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Harava, and this is within, you know, even smaller units, within Osa Ha'ir. So, Rava is Matzach Ba'osa Shchuna, within the three house radius, and Rav Sheshes is Matzach Mishchuna Lishchuna, within the Shchuna Nat, and Rabbi Avua is only Me'asal Asli, leaving that longer row of houses to another row of houses, then you require. But the common denominator is Ol Ba'osa Ha'ir, right? Ol Ba'osa Ha'ir. Which, of course, makes sense according to who? That you need Befane Ba'osa Ha'ir. Ba'osa Medina, Ba'osa Ha'ir is Rabbah. That's because it was Shema'ish. In fact, the Gemara, Rabba, who the Amphi Edim Sun Kaima. So the Kash is pointedly on Rabbah, who holds the other reason, not the reason of Lishma. Of course, the question is, then why is it going to be better if you hold the Shema? Lamai said the Bikin, it's Babel, right? Okay, we'll get there. But Tosin can discuss it. But meanwhile, Rava holds the reason of Kiyum. So what's the concern? If it's Osa Ha'ir, why would be Rava Matzah Osa Shchuna? What's the Pshat? Shaini Bnei Mechuza Denaidi. Bnei Mechuza, Rava's town was Mechuza, they are constantly on the go. So here's a Machokas Rashi and Tosis, what the Pshat is exactly. What does it mean? What's the significance of Naidi? Because of on the go. Let's see how Rashi learns it. The Naidi ain't a mishtayin bebatayin. They don't stay in their house so long. They're shetrudin beschore. They're constantly going out for business. And therefore, ain't makirin chasimos shebeinayin. So even their own Dalet Amos, if you will, their own little shchuna of three houses, they don't even know what their neighbor's signatures look like. They're constantly on the run, constantly on the go. They just don't have the attention span to be makir the chasim. This is how Rashi learns it. We see Tosas has a different reading of this. Let's see Tosas. In fact, the Gemara the Maraz Varaba who the is umfims in kaimo. So Tosas asks Kasha the mashma. Do you have a sava Rabba for shedim king l'shma havinichale? So it sounds like if Rabba would not have held what he held, if he would have held like Rabba held, then we understand why he's matzrich even ba'osa shchuna. V'amai v'mechuzam ibavel hi. The king of Shema, Bavel is the king of Shema, Mechuzah is part of Bavel. So even the reason of Rabbah should not require Befanai within an area of the king of Shema, right? Yeshua Omar, the Shema, Gitnu Yuchsin, Chashim Mi Bavel. Even though Bavel as a whole has this uniqueness that we said it's Gemiri Yishchichi, or Gemiri, but Gabi Gitn and Yuchsin, it's not the same. Why? The Yishchichi Bagerim. The Mashpek Basa, the Kedushin, Gabi Rav Zer, the Dorish, Mechuzah, Ger Mutabim Zeris. Mashba the ain't the ikar yachas yo bavel. You see that the yuchsin were not on up to par. Bavel is considered to be the purest of yichus, and you see over there from that gemara that the yichus was not so pure. And the same way that it wasn't the gabi yichus, it didn't have the status and standing of bavel. So the gittin as well, it didn't have the status of bavel either. It was different than the rest of bavel. Okay, so therefore the gemara has the kasha that had he hold v'shma, we have an eitz. Mechuza is different than the rest of bavel. Okay. Now, this kasha was a kasha asked on Rava. But who did that much of a mitfach, Rabba Baravu of Rav Sheshes? The Gemara could have asked the same kasha on the other two Amorayim, who say that, be it Ma'asa or Arsa or Mishchuna Lishchuna, the Al-Kacha Sviru who Nami ki Rava, but they also have to hold like Rava, the Amar Fishim Sinu Kaimo. The image of the Ein Bikin Lishma, Vahani Lo Gemiri, if it's based on the fact that these areas are in Bekin Lishma, I feel Ba'osa Shchun and Nami Yatzvichu, then it would go as far as Rava also. So the Gemara could have asked the Kash on them too, that so therefore, there should be traffic, and they hold that it's in Edom Tzul Kaimu, so why should it be required to say Befana? El Denicha Le'el Mifach Mirava D'Israe Be'adi Be'ed Yahachi. What? Umishani. So now, what's the terrace of the Gemara? How does Tosis learn? Mishani, shiny, b'nei mechuza denaydi. Oh, so what's the teretz? Zoktosis. L'kach matzvich rabba baravua mi'arsa l'arsa. So all this is mechuza, right? So rabba baravua says mi'arsa l'arsa from one row of houses to another. So you require the funai because they're on the move. Shahokin lehem makiria chasimos kodem shetivada halichasen u'bnei arsa acheres. The people of the next set of rows will not be able to anticipate when they're leaving to chop them to do the kiyum, because they're constantly moving and you don't know what's going on the other side of the street, of the Rishus HaRab. So therefore, the first shita says, mi'arsa la'arsa, you won't be able to have the opportunity to do kiyum, because they could be taking off before you figure out the right hour to grab them. Because the person needs the kiyum, it's not going to be able to grab onto them, they're not going to know their timetable. However, within this shita ravua, what would be mishchuna lishchuna? What would be the halacha? You would not have to say the funny. What's the difference? Avo mishchuna lishchuna lo havi matzrich. Why wouldn't have ravo be required? Because sava, he holds the beku arsa yodim kolecha balichas chavero. Within the arsa, within that row of cities, everyone knows the other guy's schedule. And therefore, if this guy's taking off at 7:30, he'll know to chap in 7:15 to do a kiyum. So, and within the same arsa, everyone is aware of everyone else's, you know, when they go, when they come. So therefore, it's only mi'arsa l'arsa that there's a need for the funai, because that's when you won't be able to catch the person in time. So, since b'kul arsa yodim b'yachad, unvakesh esaisha kiyum kodim ha'lichasa. Rav Sheshes disagreed. Rav Sheshes says, Choshes afil ba'osa arsa, because he thinks that even ba'osa arsa what? Even ba'osa arsa, they would not know the schedule. So when would they know the schedule? Shchuna. The three-house radius, they know what's going on two houses down. In other words, that kind of limited radius, they would have an awareness, and then they'd be able to do the cue. Rava afil ba'osa shchun. It's interesting. So it comes out, Tosus Pshat is very different than Rash. Rashi learns that the naidi idea is that they simply don't know chasimos. Tosus learns a different word. Naidi is that they're on the go and they're not going to be able to be found when you need them. And that's the issue. According to Rava, even with those shchun, you just don't know when they're going. And they won't be able, but not that they know the chasimos. Could be that this could have, we could explain a little bit why Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. I'll tell you a simple part. What is Tosfos saying? They're not going to be available. You know they won't be available, Rav Osei. You know that. They might not be available. So Tosfos calls that Mitzuyin or Emitzuyin at the time. Emitzuyin. Rashi Lishitaso could look at that reality and say, that's called Mitzuyin Kaimo. What's my proof? As you are betray, according to Rashi, where we learned of Nachum's Vart and Daf Beis on the days, and we connected to the second base, that's called Mitzvah Kaimo. Two people are bringing the get. And what will the Rishonim asking? How do you know that they're going to be around later when she needs Kiyum? They could disappear. Their mamas on the go. It's more than 90. They're here, and who knows where they're going to be. They're constantly. The answer is, Rashi called that, as long as I can see a possibility that you'll be able to get chasimos, because do I even know that you know the chasimos? I don't even know if I know that, but certainly they're not hanging around. But that's called, again, those who remember Rav Nachman, that base on base, that's called Mitzvah Kaimah. So for Rashi, you can't plug in Tosis Pshat. To learn 90 that they might not be able to find the king, but they might be able to find them. So that's called Mitzvah Kaimah. Tosis, who asked the Rashi, Tosis wanted it to be that they're all made for Kiyum, so then Tosis could say that this is the word of 90. But Rashi, you have to change the Pshat. Because Rashi, what does 90 mean? That they simply don't know the chasimus. What is unclear to me in Rashi, though, is what are the three levels? In other words, what's the machlokas? Tosis learns it very nicely. In other words, the question of these three shitas are, to what extent are you unaware or aware of, you know, a certain radius of people when their schedule is in terms of knowing when they could be found to be kaim the chasimus? So the one man the Amr says, people in the arsa know each other, and others say, no, they only know each other with a more limited area, shkuna. So there's the three shitas here. For Rashi, about makina chasimus, I don't know, how does it play out in the Gemara? What? What's the machokas?
You live next door to someone, you might know
the chasimus. Even though you're 90, you're still makir. You're still makir chasimus. Okay. All right, the last tosis, maybe we'll leave for tomorrow with the rest of the Gemara. The next Gemara about Yavne Sahanis, you'll take a look at two Rashbas I gave you. Very, very important on the Inyan of Asi Bal Ma'ar, that whole Inyan of the being able to say the Fanai to be believed against the Ira Baal, and when the Baal might have Nemanis. Okay. So we'll